The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS December Ministry of the Month is A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie. He's the pastor of Harvest Church in Southern California, hosting Harvest Crusades around the country, and his life story dramatized in the popular film Jesus Revolution. Hear his radio program A New Beginning 2 times each weekday on KCIS at 12:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Recently, Pastor Greg was looking at the last days.
So I heard about a salesman, had a long, hard day out selling things to people, and he got to his hotel and he was exhausted, and he went to get ready for bed and he took off his shoe and it dropped to the ground with a loud thud, and he thought, oh no, there's someone below me, I might wake them up. So he took his other shoe off very carefully and placed it down beneath him. About a half hour later, he gets a knock on his door, like, who's knocking at my door at this hour? He opens it up. There stands a man with dark circles under his eyes. And the guy said to him, would you let the other shoe drop so I can get some sleep? And I think in some ways, our world today is waiting for the other shoe to drop. Everybody knows there's problems in the world. Everyone can see the breakdown of society, the breakdown of culture, the chaos, the confusion, the uncertainty. Even people who don't necessarily believe in Bible prophecy are starting to ask questions about it again. So yes, the other shoe is going to drop eventually when Christ comes back, and that's what we're going to look at in a few moments. But I want to give you that overview again so you get the chronology, because there's confusion about last day's events, what happens when. So let's start with the next event on the prophetic calendar. That would be the rapture of the church. And I'll talk about that in just a few moments. Then the Antichrist emerges, appears on the scene, a man of peace, a man with solutions, a man who seems to have a plan, and he does have a plan. Ultimately, it's an evil plan. He's not a peacemaker, he's a troublemaker. If Satan never had a son, this is him. The Antichrist emerges on the scene, inaugurating what is known as a 7-year tribulation period. It starts peacefully. Many hail Antichrist as the Messiah, but then he shows his true colors after he rebuilds the temple and erects an image of himself and commands people to worship it. That's called the abomination of desolation. Jesus said that in Matthew 24. So the tribulation period is raging, culminating in the battle of Armageddon. And then finally, we have the second coming. We're going to look at that now. Then the 1,000-year reign of Christ, also known as the millennium. We'll look at that next time. And then finally, the New Jerusalem comes down from heaven to earth. But I want to talk about the second coming in particular. This is the answer to the prayer that the church has been praying for 2,000 years, when our Lord said, after this manner, therefore pray, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. You know the rest. Thy kingdom come. Say it with me. Thy will be done. So when we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, we're saying, Lord, we're looking forward to the day when you return and establish your kingdom on this earth. You know, newspapers have a certain kind of type they save only for mega events. Ironically, they call it second coming type. They use it for events like Pearl Harbor when it was bombed. It was giant type on the front page of the paper. Pearl Harbor bomb, when JFK was assassinated in Dallas, big mega type. Second coming type was again used when the World Trade Center was attacked on September 12th. It was second coming type, telling us the World Trade Center had been attacked. It's interesting. Why don't they call it mega type or major event type or big news type? No, they call it second coming type, because they're really saying there's no bigger event than the second coming of Jesus Christ.
The KCIS December Ministry of the Month is A New Beginning with Pastor Greg Laurie. Hear it Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.